You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Number 26. This will help a lot of people, I believe. Okay. It is a mistake to try to do something on all social media platforms if you aren't getting results on any of them. And so, you know, I've seen people that they're like, you know, okay, I got my Facebook set up, now my Twitter, now my LinkedIn, now my Snapchat, now my Instagram, now my, you know, Exchangeagram, now my Hologram, now my Polygram, right? And they're constantly updating all these things and they all suck, right? They're not getting any results from anything, but boy, are they busy. So stop it. Stop. Pick one and start to try to, you know, get results from that one. Get some attention, some traction. It's hard. It's hard to maintain well all these different platforms. You don't have, believe me, there are plenty of people that are successful in network marketing, don't have an Instagram, don't have a Snapchat, heck, don't even have Facebook, right? I would say fewer don't have Facebook. But you definitely don't have to build a presence on every single platform. And for most, almost all people, it's a mistake to do so. It really is. All right, 27. How are we doing so far? Helpful? These are some crazy tips, right? We get a lot going here. Good? Okay, 27. If you have big goals, it's okay to have low production days, but not no production days. I don't have no production days. I have low production days. There are days when I have my boys or I'm playing with Sabrina or goofing off or whatever. I just don't have no production days. There are no days like that. And so I've done 1 to 2 videos a day, every day for 9 years. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? But there are days when I did my video, rest of the day I was off. I was goofing off, right? I remember when we honeymooned in Fiji. And yes, I did create stuff when I was in Fiji. But I mean, back then before Sabrina Bear, Jess used to sleep in, and that was like her favorite thing in the world. Now she's unable to sleep in because we have a little bear that wakes everyone up very early. And so she's sleeping in. I can't sleep in. I don't possess that ability. And so I get up early, shoot a video, go back and, you know, and wait for her to wake up, right? And so if you have big goals, it's fine to have low production days. You know, I'm not saying you have to work all day every day and, you know, like, you know, grind and hustle every hour of the day and, you know, age 5 years every year. I'm not saying that, right? But just don't have no production days if you have big goals. Do something to proceed forward. This is one of the reasons we give action steps every single day inside of Rantmakers. Every day. We're like, do this thing every day because we don't want you having no production days. Okay. 28. Be careful of how many times you post on social media, except within stories. Those who actually watch stories, which is a, you know, much smaller percentage of people, I believe, but those who do, they like seeing multiple posts. They like seeing, you know, more than 1 to 2 to 3 posts. And so be careful. There are some people that they post, you know, 10 times a day on Facebook. I wouldn't post that many times on Facebook for sure. To a Facebook story, sure, because the person that's going to watch that, they kind of like the diversity, and it's fine. Same with Instagram stories, et cetera. So I'd be careful about how many times you post, except on stories. On stories, usually pretty good. Number 29, just if your only marketing that you're doing is Facebook Lives, in my opinion, that's not the best long-term strategy unless you're constantly running ads, which there's a lot of rules that I would give you if you're going to run ads. Number one, the purpose of advertising is to create the ability to spend more. And number two, you got to track, which most, you know, network marketers aren't very good at. If you're just doing Facebook Lives, you may consider adding an additional step. Okay, maybe that step is to download the video, throw it on YouTube, because, you know, your engagement on Facebook Lives go away almost the instant you're done with them. Right. So we'll get, you know, we got 1,500 comments on here so far. We'll get, you know, whatever, however many more we'll get. And then you'll look a week from now and it's only a little bit more, right? Unless we drive ads to it, which, you know, which we won't. Okay. And so maybe if you're doing lives, maybe you save them, maybe you throw them on a YouTube, you know, channel. You could throw them on a website or a blog. It's a little bit more complicated. But the rule here is, if you're learning that kind of advanced marketing, don't stop prospecting. Big rule. I see a lot of people that they get lost in technology land and never grow their business. You know, and so, you know, don't get lost in technology land. Don't have no production days. And so if you're going to do this, go this route, put some time into it, but also make sure you're getting some eyeballs on your presentation.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.